Far from their familiar settings of meeting rooms and conference venues, 10 researchers from 5 different Chinese think tanks have found themselves strolling into cornfields and meeting with the owners of the Kimberley Farm in the midwestern state of Iowa. Their tour of the U.S. Midwest is focused on meeting with the everyday people who serve as the backbone of China-U.S. trade, particularly in the agricultural sector. Wei Jianguo is Vice Chair of China Center for International Economic Exchanges and former Deputy Minister of Commerce of China. He says meeting with Americans in their homes has been refreshing and rather productive.
In previous times, we'd most likely just sit down with people inside an office in a salon-like setting. But that doesn't really help us understand the everyday problems. So, with our visit here, I feel like we've found effective ways to address certain issues.
The Kimberley Farm is situated around 50 kilometers northeast of Iowa state capital, Des Moines. This is the same farm then-Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping visited in 2012. The award-winning farm has served as a demonstration site for Iowa's agriculture sector, receiving visitors from around the world. The arrival of the Chinese experts has also given farm owner Grant Kimberley an opportunity to learn about China.
I would like to ask a question, too. The next generation of people in agriculture in China, that's a difficult lifestyle, but is there a way to continue to attract young people to get into the field of agriculture? Is there programs, is there goals to do more of that in the future in China?
Beyond touring the farm, the Chinese experts will also participate in a forum with their U.S. counterparts at the World Food Prize Foundation in Des Moines. Topics of discussion there will include China-U.S. relations, bilateral trade, and regional exchanges. Jay Stapleton Roy, a former U.S. ambassador to China, says the tour of the American heartland is a new step in trying to expand exchanges among Chinese and U.S. think tanks.
I think it's very important for think tanks to not simply sit in the capital cities or in our major university towns and think in an ivory tower about the relationship. They need to also get out and visit two great countries.
Roy says stronger ties in agriculture is increasingly important as it remains a critical industry in both China and the U.S. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.